show of hands for anyone that did not do some kind of leaf collection over this weekend. I mean, this weekend was made for leaf collecting.
It sure was.
I mean, first of all, the weather's nice and pleasant. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said earlier, I did it in shorts and a t-shirt. But the fact that, at least for where I was, everything was dry.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference.
Completely dry.
Yes.
Doesn't that make just a huge difference?
It sure does.
Even cleaned up some of the leaves, you know, in the street along the curb.
Mm-hmm.
And those were dry, which sometimes those can be kind of...
It makes those yard waste bags a lot lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, I don't have to worry about yard waste bags. That's pretty cool because we just threw all the leaves out to the curb. And,
Oh, that's right.
That's kind of like Midland.
Yeah.
So you do that in Alma, too. Right?
That's what we did.
Remember, talked about that last year. Mm-hmm. Thinking, yes,
so
okay.
That was pretty nice. And I can tell you, streets in Alma just are lined up with leaves. So the company that's in charge of coming by and picking them up, they're going to be quite busy.
Now, that's what I'm wondering, because my yard pickup was this morning. And driving this morning, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
A lot of bags out there.
Yeah. Huh?
I thought I had a lot with a dozen. No. Some people, whew. And some people, one of our neighbors down the street I felt really bad for, they don't have a tree in their yard.
But lots of leaves.
But, yeah.
I can relate to that. Having a fence,
You got the collection point going again, huh?
The collection point every year.
But at least they collect.
That's true, right? Yeah. No, I also brought out the mower one last time.
You think it's one last? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Mowed the yard. I don't put all the leaves out onto the curbside. I like to mow some of them.
Oh, it's healthy for your lawn to mulch.
Correct.
And put some of it back in.
Yep.
I'm still hoping to get one more good day to do that last mowing and laugh. I still got a few straggling leaves here and there of neighbor's trees and things like that. And,
yeah.
You know, and I'm very picky, especially in the backyard, because... You know, I'm looking at the ice rink.
Oh, you don't want those leaves in the rink.
No.
Can't
not
have,
at all.
No, they just wreak havoc on ice.
Yeah, so, you hit those with the skates and,
I'm looking around saying, where's that stupid leaf? Get out of here. And then if they get embedded in the ice and the sun kind of attracted to it, melts little pockets, and it's like, don't need that.
You need a tarp.
Funny you say that.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking that. Is there a way that I can affix kind of a tarp to cover it? While still allowing the airflow to freeze the ice.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't put it right on it because it would create an oven-like greenhouse effect.
But there are ways that we're investigating. that's what I was doing on a 75-degree day, going, ice. I didn't have time. I was this close.
Oh, the Christmas lights.
Oh, is this close? Yeah.
That would have been a good idea.
Just the leaves just took up too much of the
time. You've got today and tomorrow, Charlie.
Yeah.
Get out of here early.
Yeah, and I also, frankly, took a couple of hours each day to go out to the baseball field and have a little fun, too.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
It's 70 degrees out,
in November? Please. Give me a break.
I know. That was, I flirted a little bit with that idea. Should I bring out the Christmas lights? I just said, no. I just couldn't do it.
There's always some point middle to later November. There's always that day. It might not be 75, but it should be no wind and sun.
Right. Yeah, you can do it in 40-degree weather. You're fine.
Mm-hmm. As long as the wind is the big thing sometimes.
Yeah.
But I talked to a couple of people and they were already doing it because they were thinking the same thing.
Yeah. I'd
rather do it now.
I understand.
Without ice and things like that.
All right.
And a strange occurrence coming in this morning, too, as I was surveying, just kind of taking, it's like, wow, look at all the leaf bags here. All of a sudden, I saw something move as I was turning the corner from my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
It was a deer.
Yeah.
They're on the move.
They are.
Yeah.
And so this deer, as I'm driving down the road, starts, I don't know, what does a deer do? Run, gallop, whatever you call it.
Trot.
Right beside me.
Oh, really?
It was keeping pace. So I'm like, okay, this deer's going to do something. I'm going to slow down. As I slowed down, the deer slowed down. Are you kidding me? Finally kind of got ahead of me. I'm like, good, I'm going to pick up my... And it was right by near White Pine Middle School where there's this nice, huge open field.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking, this is where the deer's going. Nope, deer stops and darts in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I was going slow. Always. It wasn't close. Yeah. I'm like, really? Don't go to the open field, decide to cross the street. And it wasn't even at the light. I mean, come on. But usually, I've seen before, but it's been a while since we've had one that close to the home.
Just in the last week or so, they've really started to move.
Oh, yeah. I saw two on my way in today on 46. Two in between Hemlock and 52. One just sort of just hanging out by the side of the road, and I just told them, stay. As I was driving.
Because you know what they will do.
I know.
Especially in this open area, because you always figure if there's one, There's two or three.
Oh, yeah.
More, yes.
Around, always mm-hmm. around. Well, in a couple of weeks when November 15th rolls around.
Right.
You know, talking about being on the move.
Yes.
And just another one of those things to be cautious about, please,
and,
folks.
And you never know where. There was one a few years ago. A woman was coming up, I believe it was on the, I know it was on the 675 exit ramp, coming off 75 to southbound 675, and hit six deer on the ramp.
Whoa.
High up on the ramp near the top.
Really?
And
well,
you just don't expect
that.
To
wow.
yeah, have huh. something like that.
Six.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Let's explain that one to the insurance agent.
Yeah, that caused
it wasn't
some
just
damage.
One.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Well, we hope everyone did again. If not doing leaves, I certainly saw enough people that were outside washing cars.
Oh, yeah.
Or walking, you know, the strollers and things
I
like that.
I saw riding bikes.
Bike riding, yeah. Everything that was just, you know, everyone just wanted to be outdoors taking advantage of it all.
I woke mm-hmm. up early in the morning to feed the dogs, and it felt like, it really did, it felt like an early spring morning. Except for, except with all the leaves on the ground. It made me remember, oh, yeah, it's November. But just the way, just the warmth and the sun, I don't know why. It felt like an early spring day.
It was such a nice day that I did something that I've wanted to do. Had a hockey game last night. Now, all the kids wear shorts to the rink.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, really? And I get it because they play, they get hot and everything like that, but I still, you know, but I was like, you know what? Just like the kids, I went in one time, wear shorts into the hockey rink and come out and not be cold.
Mm-hmm.
Because when our next game rolls around this weekend, it's probably going to be about 45.
Yeah.
And a brisk wind is going to be blowing, and I won't be able to do that.
No shorts then.
No, not at all. But it's just,
right.
It's always funny seeing that when that happens.
We have a mutual friend, don't we, Charlie, who always wears shorts as long as it's above 50 degrees.
Oh, yes, yes.
They say that? Yeah,
yep.
All the time. I know a few people like that. If it's above 50, I'm wearing shorts.
Mm-hmm. That's how you can always tell what the temperature is.
Yeah, right.
Well, we hope everyone enjoyed a great weekend, and we are hoping that you enjoyed it, at maybe at times, with WSW on your radio. We make a great company with our weekend shows we have of information, news updates, weather, sports. Maybe you didn't enjoy listening to Michigan football this weekend.
Yes, but, I was going to say, not much enjoyment there.
But it was on the air.
When is the transition day, Charlie, for this weather?
Tuesday night and kind of Wednesday.
Because
we're supposed to get some rain late, because Tuesday's supposed to be 72. But into the evening hours and toward Wednesday, then we'll start to drop a little bit. And Wednesday's high is only going to be 51.
We get about 36 more hours of this.
Yeah. Okay. And again, 50 is normal high this time of year.
Right.
So 51.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's fine.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's fine.
But when it's 75.